Meet the Speed Ring Skate Club, 20 young Burmese with a passion for skateboarding in a country where skateboards are rare. The skaters first learned their tricks at this park, but 4 years ago it was destroyed for reasons that are not entirely clear. Now these skaters have a choice of perfecting their skills on poorly paved and crowded streets, or making a five-hour journey to the remote capital, Naypyidaw, where Japanese donors built a skate park hundreds of kilometers from the nearest skaters. Akabo says the distance means he rarely visits.
We need a good place to skateboard. They should have built this in Rangoon.
The group has taken matters into their own hands, making a film about their cause that they hope will win over officials and draw more aspiring skaters to their ranks. Filmmaker Ali Drummond, a skateboarder from Britain who is saddened by the loss of the Rangoon skate park, says the film has helped them believe their goal is achievable.
This is Myanmar, and no one's going to sponsor us as skateboarders. And in the past, no one had shown any interest in them. In fact, they'd actually just shown hostility towards them as a group of people. So they had no belief in themselves that actually anyone was going to help them from Myanmar. So I think this film essentially kind of changed that to a certain extent.
To get approval to build a new skate park, the skaters must become an officially recognized sporting federation by the sports ministry. Former sports ministry director general Aung Din is already a supporter of their cause.
Of course, skateboarding need a park so that they can exercise and they can participate and they can become in fellowship, you know, meeting each other. But first of all, we need the blessing from the sports ministry, so that they can help us out.
The skaters hope to win permission for at least a temporary park when Burma hosts the Southeast Asian Games in December. There, the exposure could help persuade officials and introduce a new generation of Burmese to the sport. This is VOA News reporting from Rangoon.